And in soccer, Melbourne FC MacArthur FC rather has claimed Soccer's Australia Cup with a 1-0 win over Melbourne Victory in the final at Melbourne's Rectangular Stadium. That's the latest from ABC News.
My name's Michael Clark. I hope September has been a good month for you. All of a sudden we're getting ready for October. Hopefully you're staying on top of things and that your last couple of days were very pleasant. If you got to enjoy your weekend, then that's special. If not, then maybe your chance to meet up with me later on in the week. I hope so. We might have to make some time to do that. Even if your schedule says you've got to keep busy for the soccer week ahead. Let's see if we can find some me time. Maybe it's this time, early morning country time, where you get to have a quiet moment, a cuppa, start your day, get ready for all the things you need to do and enjoy the music that you love. A special edition of the show this morning, because late last week, the ARIA nominations were announced, the Australian Recording Industry Association, honouring the best in Aussie music, and there's always a country category. So I thought we'd take a look this morning at the nominees for the best country album. Always a hotly contested category, and there are some great acts up for awards this morning. And let's start today with a fellow who's got nominations in other categories as well, including Best Solo Performer and Best Coverer for his album Between Two Fires. This is Troy Cassidaly. The upcoming ARIA Awards. Congratulations, Troy. Also getting nominations for Best Solo Performer and Best Album Coverer, which is a really striking image of Troy in a bright red shirt, arms folded, and I think one of the few times that we see Troy wearing a hat. He's often hatless in a world of country music where hats are very common, but wearing a hat on that cover, it certainly paid off getting a nomination for Best Cover Art as well at the ARIA Awards.
On ABC Radio and ABC Country, this is Michael Clark.
Today there is a high fire danger for the Gulf Country, the Northern Goldfields and Upper Flinders, also the Northwest and the Channel Country. Looking around Queensland, Toowoomba with morning fog, then mostly sunny. Top of 25, Bundaberg and Maryborough both mostly sunny with tops of 30, and Gympie also getting to 30 but a possible late shower. Gladstone mostly sunny and 29, Rockhampton sunny and 32, Mackay mostly sunny 29, and Townsville with the clouds clearing up to 30 degrees. Cairns warming up to 32 today with cloud clearing as the day goes along. In Mount Isa, sunny and 36,
while long reach a top 37 and sunny conditions. Back to our nominees now for Best Country Album at the upcoming ARIA Awards. Congratulations to Henry Wagons, who's up for a nomination with his album, The Four Seasons. Monday, that is called Wide Open Spaces, and maybe that's exactly where you're going to be today. On your Monday, those wide open spaces, happy day ahead for you, and thanks for your company on Early Morning Country.
ABC News. Good morning, I'm Maria Hatzakis. Qantas engineers are warning of the chance of flight delays at airports across the country as they launch further strike action this morning. But the airline says it's confident there'll be no disruption.